Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. You know how I'm always talking about big screen movies, how they show you things that you don't get on a TV or a device or a phone? Well, movies don't just walk to your cinemas and get projected. They take a hell of a lot of work to get there. Sometimes it's almost impossible to get these images on the screen. So this week I'm looking at three beautiful movies, two of which are about filming the impossible. There's a ramen shop, a ramen chef who reveals his secret recipes, brother and sister ranchers who try to take pictures of a UFO, and husband and wife scientists who try to film volcanoes up close as they erupt. Fire of Love, directed by Sarah Dosa. It's the early 1960s in France. Katia and Maurice Kraft meet at a scientific conference and never part. Katia is a petite geochemist with a pixie haircut, while Maurice is a geologist twice her size with a face like John C. Reilly. The two of them are so fascinated, are both fascinated by volcanoes, so fascinated they call themselves volcanologists. They go to anti-war protests and eventually get married, honeymooning on Santorini, an island in Greece with an active volcano, naturally. They form a team of two investigating and recording on film volcanoes around the world. Dressed in futuristic metallic spacesuits, they measure everything from the arcs that volcanic bombs, that's a large chunks of molten lava, take as they are expelled into the air, to the degrees of acidity in water pools nearby. And most of all, the volcanoes themselves. Each volcano, they say, has a unique personality and should be approached in a different way. But they do make one distinction. Red volcanoes are safe if you take precautions. They're caused by tectonic plates underground pulling apart, exposing the magma beneath. Molten lava spills out and flows in a clear path, but it can be filmed from a relatively close distance. Gray volcanoes, though, are caused by tectonic plates crashing into each other, expelling ash into the sky. When they explode, they can be more powerful than an atomic bomb, leading to landslides and widespread death and destruction. The power of the Earth, the crafts say, dwarfs anything mankind can devise. But they photograph and film it all, providing much of the images of volcanoes that you and I have seen. The Crafts died in 1991 while following their passion at the eruption of Mount Unzen, a great volcano in Japan. Their bodies were never found. Fire of Love is a stunningly beautiful documentary about Katia and Maurice in their search for active volcanoes around the world. It is illustrated by their own extensive footage, including surprising and breathtaking images from Iceland to Zaire to Krakatau, Indonesia. They went where no one else dared. Wistfully narrated by Miranda July, the film also looks at their long-lasting love affair, devoted to each other and volcanoes. They decide to never have kids. Beautifully illustrated by animated drawings, it delves into their private thoughts, including Maurice's fantasy of rowing a canoe down a river of molten lava as it spills into the open sea. You're probably familiar with the volcanoes you see in movies and TV shows in the background, but this talk takes you right into the middle of them, like nothing you've ever seen before. Just spectacular. Come Back Anytime, or Mata Irashai, directed by John Dashback. Over the past decade, ramen has become popular worldwide with dozens of restaurants opening everywhere. It's considered a classic Japanese dish, but in Japan, it's still thought of as Chinese food. First gained popularity in Yokohama's Chinatown. It consists of noodles in a hearty broth made of pork or chicken bones, typically flavored with salt, miso, or soy sauce, and topped with meat like roast pork and vegetables. After World War II, it became wildly popular in Japan, with ramen stalls opening on every street corner. This documentary follows Ueda, the chef, along with his wife, at a particular ramen shop. It shows us, season by season, 1 year of its existence, including a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into that bowl of ramen you're probably craving right now. My mouth started watering around 5 minutes into the film. Come Back Anytime is a very low-key, realistic look at a ramen shop. Not one that's famous or prize-winning, not a chain or a corporation, not one that uses fancy or unique flavors like dried sardines, just an ordinary ramen place. But its devoted clientele, some of whom have been going there for 30 years, would argue that this place is something special. The doc consists of scenes in the restaurant, up at their farm where they grow vegetables, and interviews with customers, family, and friends. While nothing remarkable, this gentle, low-key doc leaves you with a nice, warm feeling inside, like after you eat a hot bowl of ramen. Nope. Written and directed by Jordan Peele. O.J. Haywood and his sister Emerald, played by Daniel Kaluuya and Kiki Palmer, are unsuccessful horse wranglers who live in a huge wooden house on a dry gulch ranch somewhere in Southern California. M is outgoing, selfish, and spontaneous. She loves listening to LPs turned full blast. OJ is a monosyllabic cowboy, prone to pondering, and is more comfortable with horses than with people. While he's on the farm taming Mustangs, she's out there trying to get rich and famous in LA. Their dad built up a big business in Hollywood providing horses for Westerns, but they've fallen on hard times, especially since Pops died in a freak accident. Now they're forced to sell their horses one by one to Ricky, played by Steven Yeun, who runs a tacky cowboy theme park in the same valley nearby. Ricky is a former child actor whose hit sitcom was canceled years earlier when his co-star, a chimpanzee, ran amok on set. But something else is going on the ranch. Power turns off spontaneously, metallic objects seem to fly around, and what might be a UFO keeps appearing in the distance. M thinks they can get rich if they can just capture on film one clear Oprah-quality shot of that UFO. Problem is, their security cameras on the roof fizzle out whenever the flying saucer appears. So they make a trip to a big box store to buy some better quality equipment, and that's where they meet Angel, played by Brandon Perea, a cashier there who is totally into electronic surveillance and a UFO enthusiast. He volunteers to help them, but have this gang of three bit off more than they can chew. Nope is a weirdly excellent Western mystery horror movie with a good amount of humor, too. It bombards you with shocking, seemingly unrelated events at the beginning, but eventually they all make sense. While Peele's previous movies, Get Out and Us, were small drawing room psychological horror, this one is grand and expansive with sweeping skies and rolling hills, horseback chases, and terrifying attacks from above. Daniel Kaluuya is great as the almost mute cowboy, Kiki Palmer hilarious as M, with Steven Yeun as a slimy actor turned entrepreneur, and Brandon Perea as an enthusiastic third wheel, round off a great cast. It has wonderful cinematography and art direction. Your eyes are flooded with bright oranges, greens, and reds in the costumes and settings. There's a bit of social commentary going on, how blacks were erased from Hollywood Westerns and just the generally ersatz creepiness of American pop culture. And there are the meta aspects. After all, this is a movie about making a movie. But Nope is mainly just entertainment. And that's what it did. I saw it on an enormous IMAX screen and enjoyed every minute of it. Come Back Anytime is now playing at the Toronto Hot Dog Cinema. You can see Fire of Love at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. And Nope opens on IMAX this weekend worldwide. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and my website, culturalmining.com.